Bishus Avimori. We signed the Chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Hilchus Birchta Zimun, Birchta Mozen. The first thing to get to Mozen is the Kais. We have Gemara Pesachim, Dav Kopei, the big down at Braiso, that someone comes home, Motzei Shabbos, and the question only has one Kais, what to go do. So Gemara says, you save it for Birchta Mozen, then you do Yayin, and then Ma'or, then Besamim. We see clearly that Birchta Mozen should have a Kais. We have the Gemara Dav Kozayin, the Gemara over there says, also in Pesachim, Eim Baruchim Ala Aliyayin, he says Rashbam, Baruchim Yin, by the case of Birchta Mozen, also Ala Kais. So now that we have this dinner a Kais, the question over here is Kais Medinoi, or is it Mitzvah Minimum of Her, number one? And number two, when it's a case of Kais, is that Dafka with three people, by Zimun? Or that even when a person benches by himself? So the Beis Yosef is very clear over here, he sets up with three different sheets as to what to go do. He brings down places of Pesachim, Daf Kufei. He brings different rayas that even a case of a Yochid has din of Kais by Birchta Mozen. Places being down that's from Ben Yechiel, the Rashbam that way. And that's the Rosh Hoskins and his Talmidim, the Ben Yeruchim, they tore, and also the Ben Yonah, they pass this way that even by Yochid you need a Kais. But he says he goes on further, brings down a Medrash Nelam from Rus, the Zoyar. And over there says a person should not use the case by one, only by the case of three. And therefore the Amor will bring down to be choshish for this Zayar. And he says to be kind with it, even if you want to bet by one, he says do not pick it up, just leave it in front of you. You should not use the case by one person. That's how the three paskins of Ben Elchanan. Outside of Shlishi come on the base Yosef, and he says, go read the Rambam. There's no din case. The Rashba, no din case. The way how the Beis Yosef explains the Rif, does not hold the din kais over here. So it's very clear we have three different shitas, we have kaisas, even yochid. We have those, the Zohar says a yochid should not, and those say there's no din kais at all. Now, even on the tzad that there is no kais, the Rambam and the Rif, the question is, I think Gemara does say, on Kuf Zayin and Kuf Hei, to have a kais. So the way how, two ways to answer, the way the Ran brought down the Beis Yosef is, even though there's no din kais, but still there's a mitzvah minna mukher, number one. The way the Rashba understands, he seemed to be saying, there's machlik sasugis, and we don't pass on all this din kais. That means the mode comes to bring down this mitzvah minna mukher, the Ran, that's machlik sushanim itself. Halach l'maisa, the machav brings down, yesh oimim, yesh oimim, yesh oimim. It says the first sheet is one, the second sheet is three, and the third sheet did not need anything else. Do not need a kais at all. So Shel is a local maestro what to go to. So obviously you have to divide up into two different cases. One's a yochid, eating by yourself. Case of shloisha, or in the case of a zimun. So first to get the yochid among the paiskim, it's brought down already by the Mishabura, that the Mashal, brought down by the Magavram, and the Bach, they paskin even a yochid has a kais. Now the Rabbi says, even a yochid has a case of a kais over here. Afsad HaShani, come along the others, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, his words are, Kama Achoinim, they disagree that Yochid, the Mekel Gamri. Who does he quote? The Graz, the Chayotom, you want to say this Mucha that way and the Rizal that way. So whether we need a Kais or not, the Gdola Achoinim say no. However, that's the Mishnah Berurah comes out, not like the Mashal Nabach. The Medina you do not need. The question now is, Medina we're going to pass you don't need, not like the Magavram, is there still a Mitzvah Min HaMofer? That means the Ramah here comes along and says, we call Mokre Mitzvah and the Mokre Lavor Chalakais. Is he going back on three? We're saying even in the case of one. What's he saying? What's he saying over here? So you look up Lavosh, a Talmud, the Ramah. Lavosh says, Lavor Mitzvah and the Mokre Afilu Yochid. He put in two words, two more words. Even on the Yochid, it's a Mitzvah and the Mokre. Come along the Achorim on Lavosh, Divya Chamudish, Malbusha Yontif, says, where are you getting that from? This is Zoya over here. Who says Mitzvah Menucha is going back on the Yochid? Maybe he's going back on Shloisha. And therefore they want to argue. The Graz says, no, only on Shloisha. Or Litzian says, Kavachayim says, Apika Bola. Mitzvah Menucha is only on Shloisha, not on one. So Maisha, this idea going back on the Yochid, it's a Mitzvah Menucha, it's not just Lavosh, it's the Orchid Chaim, it's the Shulchan Shloimo, it's the Nesivah, it's the Orchid Chaim. I think the Maisha before Shemesh Shabura that way. We go back to Simon Kufayin Dalid, which is over there in Sivkon Hei. The mechaber with this is halacha. If a person has the kais, says the mechaber, saves the kais for the Birchta Mozen. Save the kais. You want to drink it during the meal? Don't drink it during the meal. You have one kais of yain. Save it for benching. come over the Mishnebu over there, it's a Konhei, and says, but let's say you did not drink during the meal. There's a Mordechai brought down by the Amon, Simakuf Tzadigimel, the Amon is choshed for, that we know about Chaltiv Savota. Mordechai means you have to eat and drink. And if you did not drink something during the meal, the Chiy of benching is not derisa, only derabbanan. What will happen? You eat during the meal, you bench, then you drink. Oh, now I had a drink, now the Chiy of derisa at the bench. So it says the Mordechai brought down by the Amon, make sure you drink during the meal. I mean, just don't sit down and eat pas. I pass also some water with it. So now you have one case over here. The Mechava says you save the one case for benching. Well, my CMO didn't derive the benching. What to go do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better for the person to drink it during the meal or worry about the Mordechai over the mitzvah menemuchah, which he quotes out of Kupay base of Al Ramah, over the idea of having a case. When's the Mishnah Berurah discussing? One person or three people? Says the Sharetzin over there, quoting a Prima Godim, but let's say there came just three people. That three people is even a kais. Then maybe it's even better to save it for Birchas HaMazon, not to worry about the Mordechai. So Mishmur is very clear that when it's three people versus the Mordechai, three people should win out. So what's the Mishmur saying? Mitzvah and Mokhor to save the kais for benching unless you have a Mordechai. That's saying by one person. So the clear Mishmur that's here understanding Pshat in this Ramah, that even by one person, it's a mitzvah menemucha to have a kais. That means Mishmur is paskening that you, lachoinim legami paskim medina, you don't need. But there's a dear mitzvah menemucha to have a kais over here. So come on, I'll look and get to Yochel if you're the Mishmur, medina, no. Mitzvah menemucha, yes. Right, no, it did.
Mitzvah,
so does? No, it says vaday. Vaday. But that's what it's not that much he's discussing, I think. But, no, for mice again. That's only Vaday is Mitzvah Menemucha, that's partial, but three enemies do. Now, that's the Geirat Yochid. The Geirat to Shloisha Medinoi. So the Mechaber again says, Yesh Omrim. Numerous people ask me, what's the Klal of the Mechaber? So the Kav Chaim writes over here on the Salocha, when there are three Yesh Omrim, they pass on like the last Yesh Omrim. Therefore, the Merchab is paskening like the Rambam and the Rif. As Kav HaChaim points out, he has two of the three, the Rambam and the Rif. We go after two of the three. And paskening is no din kois, not by one, not by three. That means the Merchab is saying, Medina is no chiyav kois, not by one, not by three. The Maisel, besides for the kois, but even by one person. We saw already that the Mashal and the Bach, the El Rabbi says there is a din of kois. Here also by three, the Chayodim and the Kitta paskening this way. So Agam over here comes along the Mishnah Berurah and it brings down the Graz and says the minik is not to go after a kais. That's not the minik. We have numerous poskim that say they do, but here he says parshit avada mitzvah min mochor avada that's ramo avada that's around. There is a mitzvah min mochor. He says if you have in your bias, it's around over here avada mitzvah min mochor, and over here not to worry about the Mordechai that says you have to steer during the meal. I still have a kais over here. So it comes out, La Locho, defeat the Mishnah Berurah, a Yochid Medina not, Mitzvah and Mokher. By three, the Maisi says the minig is not to be Lavzer Acha Kais. But if it's in your house, Vada, you should have a Kais. What's inside your house? The question is, the Maisi, let's be practical. Mishnah Berurah is being very clear, Mitzvah and Mokher is in the house, three, even one, you should. What's happening to the world, the Olam? As far as I know, the Olam is not Makbid. The Eilam is the true Rebbe of Moshe in Yodei Chelek Gimel that he writes hundreds of years Klai Yisrael is not makbid upon this halacha. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan Wai and the Moshe also. In those days, wine was expensive. People didn't have an opportunity to have yain. We see among the Svarim clearly that way. They're all discussing what to do Shabbos morning, making Kiddush on Lechem, for a night even on Lechem. What to go do with wine wasn't too much of an option. Today, Ashiris, Ravchus, every house has grape juices on their house. So why, and Maisa, we're not using a kais over here. So already a Moshe Truva brings down that even the Talmid Chacham and Maisa did not use a kais. He says Yachidim, there are Yachidim, but Beikah the Moinam does not. See, first he says a very important insight over here that whatever was done for hundreds of years, we can leave it as is. Klal and Masayro, Agam the Milas Yonim, maybe we should work on other things first. Whatever Klal Yisrael did, leave it as is. Why tell me the Chama not be Makar? He says, let's analyze. Yeah, by Koshel Bracha, we'll get to the next time he's supposed to drink. How much to drink is Mal Lugmov? Mal Lugmov is a case more than Exais, less than Revius. The Loch and Simon Reish should, we saw already the Mechaber, a person should not drink more than Exais, less than Revius. Why the Shal Bracha Achreino? So it says, Mechaber, drink in case of Revius. So you can have a case of Yain, drink a Shir Revius, the Yitam Chochem, how can you paskin? Yitam Chochem, obviously it's affecting your learning, how can it be Ian Rav? So that's why it seems that Tamil Chochem are not being Machmer. Now, some people won't affect them. He does not get involved either his grape juice. He does not seem to address that point over here. But Maisa, leave it as is. He says, you want to take out the minik? Kol hakavod. Make sure you say a case in Bli Neder. But it seems that Hoke is, whatever class is in the hundreds of years, we leave it as is. When I learned the sugi last time, so around that time, I tried my kids. I had a then 18-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy. It was Ben Ezmanim. And what we do, Ben Ezmanim, we daven together, we have breakfast together, nice breakfast, and we learn for a Seder, the rest of the day they're free. At least then. So the question was, what to go do? Three people. So I said, Kais, three people, Zimum, Mitzvah, and Mokher. So every day, it ended up being, they were finding that no one wanted to drink the Kais. I use even grape juice. People don't appreciate it, don't like it, sometimes it's hard on the stomach, sometimes it just doesn't taste well. So therefore, at Mamash, the end of it, some of the kids were not washing just not to have a kais. No one wanted it. So I saw, and I learned from then, that first of all, Kenzai can argue the point. The whole point of using a kais is to mechaben and to give COVID, and turn to a pasha b'zayin. No one wanted it, no one to drink it, no one to bench on it. Turn to, I think, maybe a chesor in the mitzvah. And I learned from that, Maisa, take out any mitzvah in the mukhla is more than you have to worry about. And this concept, to make sure everyone eats as a normal meal and not to worry about the sugya of kais. And you see, even on Shabbos, people want the kais. No, you drink, you drink, you drink. No one wants to drink over there. It's not always kedai to take on these milas and leave what kais are for hundreds of years as is. And what about maybe other milas first? Maisa, practically, they're being down. The Chadnish never used the kais over here. Chaim Kinevsk, the stipend did not use a kais. And the Sefer of Ella said Chaim did not use a kais, not by one, not by three, by 10 people used the kais. 10. Now, if you look at the sugya over here, on the page, where's the Makar for 10? No one saw anywhere among the Rishayim, the Paiskim, the Chilik of 10. Pasha sounds like as the Kedushi Shabbai. Is this true by Rivers Ephraim? He says, why 10? He does this question. Why people mock by 10? It sounds like, since you're saying Elokeinu, the Chshiva Shabbai, maybe at least of 10 people, at least one person will drink the wine over here. Can say. So, my say by 10, the people seem to have an hoga that maybe, to use a case of a case. They do point out practically another way that it's not the minig. Just look around the yeshivas. All the yeshivas, they serve breakfast now, barakas, and they spend money on air conditioning. They spend money, they can get a donor to give grape juice to everyone. Grape juice is not that expensive. Give a donor to give grape juice. What? Chayotl, right? Like labor. So they can get things to happen. The yeshiva doesn't do it. We left them in as is. And we know what the Mashkiach Zatzal Isim, why is no yain for benching? He says, he asked me, why is no salt on the table over here? They said, hey, Hanami, why is no salt on the table? So, fine. Didn't answer me. Why is no salt on the table? They have now? Okay, fine. Every table has? Fine. Every table should have salt on the table in the Mizbeach. So, it seems over here that this anhoga is a maisa not mukubal. There are those, yechidim, go do it. If you can't drink wine, kol hakavod, tzili, mitzvah, and mokhor. However, they do point out that yechumush, not maybe they kulo. That means, example, let's say during the 9 days, a person also wants to use a kais, says to Mishabura over there in Tovkuf and Aleph, calling the Magar Avram, there to not use a kais. Or he says, use Chama Medino. Because your Maila, Mitzvah and Mokhor, should not be a Bayam, it's not a Sugya of the 9 days, not to drink wine over there. We do see some people are being Machmor to have a kais by Shabbos and Yontif, more than during the week. Also, the question where is that coming from? There is already a Seder Hayoim that says after Kovod Hayoim, because we should do the better thing during the during the Shabbos, Kavod HaYoyim, therefore to use a kais, says to make tshuva, a person should use a kais over here, therefore the Makar Chayim, the Chavasir already, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that those who are didactic specifically on Shabbos, either Mishal Suki, Kvias HaSudo, Kavod HaYoyim, to have a kais. Again, they do point out, still, that was not the Lohga, the Chaznish, and not the Stipler, and not the Mechayim, Maisa, even on Shabbos, not Mechalek, not whether it's one or three, still they did not use a kais over here. There is an interesting Mishnah Brua on Simen Mem Vav, but the Sugya Meir Brachas. Mishmuel makes a cheshbon of the Meir Brachas. He says, how many brachas do you have during the day? He says, 108. And on Shabbos, he says, you're missing 13. And he counts them off for you. He says, during the week, you have two meals. And then when you bench, you have eight. Why two for Amoitzi and Tilsa Dayim? Four for benching and two for Kais. And Shabbos, he says, you have three meals, so you have six for the Kais. The Yvon Shabbos only missing 13. For us, if you don't use a Kais, missing 19. We're missing 19 brachos on Shabbos. The Mishmur is counting for every single person called Yachid V'Yachid. They're missing 13. That means you want to know if it's a mitzvah or a mukhah to have a kais. Mishmur brings down some involved. They expect people to have a kais on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah and a mukhah. So anyone counts Meir Brachas, obviously he's going to have a kais over there. So aside from Kufay and Dal, aside from Meir Brachas, we see mitzvah and a mukhah going even on the Yachid. Lav Dafka and Shloisha. Again, that's not on Hogo. But still we have a mukhah that's still an Indian that we see Klaisel. If they can, it doesn't bother them. It's certainly a matter of what to go do. The next year, once we do use a kais, the Gemara is very clear. Sochem Dav Kavzayin, that should be a case of Yayin. The question is, can you use Chamar Medino? Now, this Indian Chamar Medino is negated in Shulchan Aruch five different times. It's discussed negated Friday night, it's discussed negated Shabbos morning, negated Avdolah, negated Shev Brachas, and Berach Samosan. So, Avakais is negated to also the Kiddush, or the same as the Sugya over here, but I'm asking, it's brought down there also, Topei Gimel. So, it's brought down the Sugya of Chamar Medino. It's more negated, I think the oil over here negated to Kiddush, but Lav Makais and the Yisraelis are coming out from our Sugya negated to the idea of Birch Samozan. So, they go through the Indian over here. So, first, when is this man you can use Chamar Medino? So, there's a base of Machlokes among the Rishonim, brought down by the Mishmur and Simon Ayin Reshbeis already. Can you use it during Kiddush or only by Avdolah? The Rambam says you can only use it by Avdolah and not by Kiddush. You cannot use it on Shabbos morning, not Friday night. The Rosh says you can use it by Kiddush and still by the case of Avdolah. That means the Machlokes can use it by Kiddush. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Ayin Resh Beis, to use it by Kiddush Friday night, not to. Kiddush Friday night is Deraisa. Hagam, the Yain, is only a case of Rabbanah, but the Kiddush itself is Deraisa. We do not use Chamar Medina Friday night. We never see it that way, no one does that way. Aleph. Neger to Shabbos morning. Fine, something else. Neger to Shabbos morning. There, there's Kiddush Rabbanon. There, it says the Bach, brought down by the Taz, brought down by the Graz, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, that the loch is to use Yain, less expensive than to be Samech onto the Rosh Hashita against the Rambam. The Rosh Hashita against the Rambam. That means always use Yain Shabbos morning, less expensive. The Bahaya is, Shemati, there's a kvutza klai yisol. They use the whiskey Shabbos morning. And it's very clear among the paiskim, very clear that the loch is, there's a machlokes among the paiskim, you have Chamar Medino and Kiddush. Says the paiskim, if it's not expensive, you only use yayin over here. So the Bach already has this problem. The Bach, he says, they got together, the Yom Avada, Sivus Chachomim, all the Chachomim got together. They write, then there was a mini klai yisol to make Kiddush and whiskey Shabbos morning. How could it be? There's wine around. It's against the halacha over here. And for 4 years they asked this question during the Vad over here. They bring down that the Yom Shlom himself did over here and all the Gedanim did that way. And the Maskon is very simple. They end up saying, Shloi api adin. They cannot figure out why Klai Yisrael is doing it for. 400 years ago already the Bach points out, they cannot figure out why people make Kiddush and Chamar Medino. So there's always a question, what do you do when the halacha says one way, meaning it's another way? Do you say, meaning yourself Torah, who you follow the Torah? Or no, you follow the halacha. Great question. But Meister, if the simple understanding you read the Shulchan Aruch is, if you do not have such a Masayo, such an Hoga, Avad, you don't do that. The loch is, on Shabbos morning, the Rambam Sheet is, it's not Chal the Kiddush on something that is Chamar Medino. Daf Kal Yayin.
What does that mean that it's a Menno? Maybe it was just like a
Menno Shittos. Fine, again, the Bach already has this problem. The Bach already points out the meaning of Gdolim already is to make Kiddush on whiskey. I'm Kiddush. We'll get to that also. Where the Bach live? Europe. Okay. But the like, again, the Mishmuron or Chashulchan in Russia, Mishmuron Radin, the Graz, the Taz, the Bach, they all say not the way. They saw the Bach. They said, no, we follow Halacha, Yayin. Fine. Negea, so come down Friday night, no. Shabbos morning, no, unless some other reason some people do. By Abdullah, that's the Gemara. Avad you can. That Avad you can. Still says the Paiskim. Says I'm already reached out to go by Abdullah. It's better to have Yayin. Everyone agrees Yayin is better over there. More time with the Shmu and the kids, Avad is better with Yayin. And Berach Samozan, also, the loch is that when it's Avadi can use Chama Medina. The Mo says when it's not Motzei, still is Mitzvah when I'm Ofer. Mishabura says when it's not Motzei, it's in your house, Vadi should make a Brach on Yayin. That means even though that, again, Brach and Motzei can use Chama Medina, it's very clear in our Mo, you should still use the case of Yayin. Now, just to get to the levels of Chama Medina, Mishabura over here, in the Shaitzi and Sekon Dal, Sekon Hey, points out that the Chamam Adinas will be more makel on Birch Samozin over Kiddush, over Abdullah. And the reason why, explains Mishmur and Reis Tzadik Vav, you have to realize the person, by Friday night, he makes Kiddush on Chamam Adina, it's not Chal the Kiddush, it's a Brach Levatolo. Person makes Kiddush Shabbos morning in Chamam Adina, it's not Brach Levatolo, but you miss out Kiddush. However, you make a Brach on Chamam Adina, Birch Samozin, what is that? Nothing. As their mom himself points out, as those on time, you don't even need the kais. So even though when you learn the sugya and the pashkin involved different cases over here, there'll be an hoga among kaisel to be more lax in Chamar Medina by Birch Samozin more than by Ketav Kiddush, for obvious reasons. Kiddush is, if it's not Chamar Medina, the Kiddush Yichal is not Chal. Here, if it's not Chal, Birch Samozin, fine, you made a brach on your coat, big deal. So the Mishmur points out there is more coolness over it, cool the Yeshitas over here, but it comes out, try to make it simple, make it over Mahalaf over here, equate all the sigyas over here. That means it comes out Friday night, no, Shabbos morning, we don't understand why people do. However, Bechsen Mosin, Abdullah, and Sheva Brachas, it comes out, Medina, you're allowed to. However, still about to have a case of Yayin. Now, what is Chamar Medina? So we have to discuss four questions to find Chamar Medina. Before we get to cases, we'll try to get to all 10 cases. So first, the word Chamar Medina means that we have Chamar, the wine that takes a place, the Chamar, the drink that takes a place of wine. What drink takes the place of wine? What is like wine over here? So the Eidim saw one Malach from a Moshe, again, or Chaim Chalabez, he wants to understand, you say it over here, what takes the place of wine is something that you serve a person, which had COVID, to Machshivim. There's a Chshivis going on over here. Could be the Makarva Moshe is getting from. It's not clear where he got it from. But the fact that the Taz, Rotan and Mishmur, discussing the Sugya of Borscht, the Shal over here, by Borscht, is in Nichol Gedev Chamar Medina. Machloikis, Yam Shloimah, Magavram, Taz, if it is, if it's not, could be Sevech upon it, Bishasat Chak. The reason why not, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's not more Choshev than water, and therefore, it can have a Gedev Chamar Medina. So we see already the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of Yisrael from the Taz, that it has to be something that's choshev. It's not more choshev than water. Then we get in the Chamar Medina a definition of chshivis. Now, what is choshev? The way Rav Moshe explains in Shuvah, is something that you serve to a person because he's thirsty. That's not choshev. You serve a person something because to honor him. That's choshev. The way I understand it, the Shuvah is about Coke. It's about any soda. I don't think he meant seltzer. He meant any soda over here, not like in this country. Any soda. Is that nichol get in the Chamar Medina? He says, basically, what would a person respond when he's not thirsty? When you offer him water, you say, I'm not thirsty. You offer him whiskey, you tell the guy, I'm not thirsty? No. Obviously, the whiskey is not mitzad thirst. The whiskey is water to honor a person, or peer pressure, whatever reason, but it's not mitzad thirst over here. If you give a person, you know, here's wine, he's like, oh, I'm not thirsty? No, why not? When someone says, do you want Coke? You say, I'm not thirsty. The person understands. That means Coke is for something based upon thirst, and that's not nichol negedev chamar medina. That's a very clear definition for Moshe. What is for thirst? That is not nichol chamar medina. Something that a person will serve to somebody else, even though he's not thirsty, that is chamar medina.
Certain places where they drink, let's say, I'm in Russia, they drink whiskey off thirst also, no?
It could be that we serve at both cases. I don't mind serving at both times. That means if it says person. No, but I know, but the idea of chashivas over here. That's true. But it could be, but again, there are two aspects here. My father is going to be borscht. Also, no one's saying, you know, you want borscht? No, I'm not thirsty. No, for borscht, this is not chashiv over here. Now, what defines chashiv is not COVID. One way to define the definition of COVID is I'm not thirsty. Now, I think even in Russia, you say, you know, you want whiskey, and the guy says, I'm not thirsty. The guy's like, you can have it for two reasons. You know, that's not enough of a reason. You need to say more than that. Kenzain. Asana Sheni, again, I'm watching the Chiddush, the Ish where he's coming from, but it sounds like other Achrim did not go this way. You look up at the Graz, you seem to say, Mamash Punk Vakarat. His words are something that the Derech to be kvei upon Yisud over here, whatever you drink during the meal, that is a mashkil. That's in the place of a drink of your society. That's chmar medina. That means l'chor in those days, they had either wine or water. Water wasn't always too healthy, it wasn't an option, there were bugs inside, it wasn't always around. Wine is something you can store, have barrels around. And therefore the drink they had in every studio was wine. That was what was around. What in your town took place of the wine, like they say in Russia, no meals have vodka, that took in place of the yain over there, that means the chaligeder of chmar medina. It comes out the grass, and those who follow the grass, Mincha Shabbos, and the Bushay Mordechai, and the Chaim Noah, and Tolu Shmuel, they say the definition is whatever person kveres stood upon, that's Nichon together. Therefore, what's the simple nafkmina between Moshe and between over here the grass? According to Moshe's cost is a case of tea. It gets evolved. Moshe, you honor a person with a case of tea. Maybe the ikko there is water, but he says you honor a person with it. According to the grass, and coffee and tea, when you serve it, by the end of the meal. No one serves coffee and tea during the meal. Point them, it's not a drink you have to be kveh upon for the pseudo here. A vada coffee and tea is not nechon get of chmar medina. That means they're coming in two different avenues over here. He did not discuss coffee, correct. That's why I said the word tea. That's exactly why I said it. I said, Moshe's case of tea, and then I said, the nafkamin in the grass is the coffee and tea. No, what about the Zadie still there? Hello? Okay, fine. Yeah. So there's two things, I think. There's something that's wine and grape juice, so we don't keep chmar medina, not. That is it. And then we have something that's water, that's nothing. Then we have something called chmar medina. So we have this, what defines chmar medina? We have either mahalach or moshe, those follow moshe, have you mechabed a person. And then you have the mahalach of the graz, what are the derech to have during the pseudo? That's one shot with the definition is with the machlokes. A second point I have to define. Coming to Magar Ram, it says something that you serve the parakim once a while is nachmar medina. What's that? That's like yarn tapuchim, yarn remoinim, the parakim. That's something. That's not something for the place over here. El Rabo, Magar Ram, and others bring down. The obvious question is: so what's we're discussing? Whiskey. People in some foods make kiddush on whiskey. Is it leprakim or you have it all the time? As far as I know, the moinam only has leprakim. So what's it sad to say whiskey is chmar medina? If says broke down by the paiskim, the mishibua has to be only case of leprakim. Has to be case it's not leprakim. Has to be something it's all the time. So the ma'aser are those who is kasha and the ones those want to take the words of the mishibua magavam literally and they want to say there's no way that whiskey is banazes chmar medina. Avsad Hasheni, the grad of simen kufay beis by us, he says Allah is if something that is parakim and it's lachshivas is nichal together chmar medina. In fact, the Sharetzian, he doesn't understand. Magaravam says it's not. He says it is. Graz is not quoth. Magaravam ignores it. Doesn't say he's come to argue with it. In fact, the Sharetzian, what's going on with the Graz? So it comes out with the Sharetzian, he wants to answer that what does he mean, leprakim? Is that, therefore, it's nachmar medina? Or no, that's just a simon to show that something that's not choshev, that's the person not having it all the time. Is it a siba or is it a simon to say it lamdush? The fact that the parakim causes it not to be chmar medina says the Sharetzian, no, that's not on the grass. Can argue on the Magar Ram. It's to show that's not choshev like yain rimoinu rain tapuchim. But let's say says the grass, it's a parakim, but it is choshev. Avad zechon neged of chmar medina. That means the argument. What's the havana in the Magar Ram? We're down by the Mishnah Berurah that something the parakim is not chmar medina. Is that if the parakim is not chmar medina zehu? That's the simple reading of the Magar Ram. Well, no, the way the graz, how the Mishnah Sharetzian explains the graz, that's not the Yisoid. He says the Prokim, there was not Choshev. But let's say it's Choshev, Echnami will be Nechon the Ged of Chmar Medina. A third point over here. There's a Loch Tanis and Shuvah, a few hundred years ago, Chelek Aleph. He says, you look around the case of Chmar Medina Chazal, it's dafka something that's Meshaker, something that intoxicates a person. It's not Meshachah, it's not Nichol Negeder, it's Chmar Medina. It's put on Halacha by different Achronim, Shem Shimon, Hal Oimer, or Letzian. Dafka some of this Meshachah. It comes out that the coffee and tea and coke and oranges, none of the shallow point to them.
Borsh.
Right? Also, Zad Hashem, they point out, Nuim Achronim, they're discussing Borsh, unless he's spiky, you can argue the point. I'm not sure if they spiked it. But they bring down the Muzachim are not saying that way. Tal Shmuel and Shlomo Zalman and others, Sliyazer, the one Paschim, we do not go like this on Hog over here. So there is a machlokes. Do we also to define this ma'amadino? Is it talking something that intoxicates you or not? A fourth point, a very important point. The locha over here is very clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Dafka, when yain is not motzoi, we have a case of chama medino. But let's say if yain is motzoi, then we do not have chama medino, the din of chama medino. Is yain motzoi? Every house has grape juice. I think almost every house has yain also. It's all around. It's not just in the outskirts. It's not just in the towns, in the stores over here. Right? Without getting involved with Bach in the stores, in the outskirts. It's in every single house. Every single place has it. So, if yain is motzoi, is nothing getting chama medino? So again, be'etzem, it is machlokes over here among the Rishonim, the Rashbam versus the Rambam. We're talking about in the Bialoch and Ein Reish Beis. The Rambam is still holding chama medino. Ma'aseh we paskin, the Rambam says over here in Hilchos Kiddush, this yain is motzoi, is not nechlin getting chama medino. But that's first the simple reading over here sounds like the paskin pointed out that we have yain that's motzoi. So how in the world can we discuss other cases practically where there is no way to discuss? We do not have anything else. What do we have yain? There's no such klal as chama medino. So the malachim bring down that there is a question to Eliashiv. Rav Ozan might say true about this also in Chelek Gimel and Chelek Hei. They want to tell Mamash what Avi over here is saying. That again, what is the yisoid of yain motzoi? Is that a sibo or a simen? If the yisoid over here of yain motzoi, if it was around, so obviously that would be the drink of the town. Everyone has it. Why are we not drinking it? So the fact was, yain was motzoi, b'meila, that was a drink everyone drank. But let's say b'parol, people don't drink it. You go to most meals, people do not have yain. That's not what's around. That's not the common drink to drink during the meal. Therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv is not nichlin geder of yain motzoi. Yain motzoi means, therefore, creates it to be that's a drink that everyone's drinking. It's the simen shabai, it's not the sibo. Even though it's easy to get, but since the oil is not drinking that way, therefore, in essence, today we are nichlin the category of yain is not motzoi. We're under that category. Why? Because the side of here of yain motzoi is not again the sibo shabai. It's a raya that is the drink. We don't drink it that way. We don't like it that way for whatever reason. We don't appreciate it. Something we have to develop, obviously. But since we don't appreciate it over here, David not nichlin the katzer being motzoi. Rabbi Yashiv says aloha, Mitzvah says aloha, but Vazan Chuba says it directly, Mitzvah over here, that also we stomach upon this concept, that we're not the Chalgeda of Yayim Motzai, therefore we do have Chama Medino. So, first, before we get to cases, 4 points we mentioned. Number one, what is the Ged over here? We don't need that to be Motzai. So, again, we have 4 points we went through. Number one, what is the Gedder? It seems to be Machlokes. Is it like a Moshe, the Gedder, what you Machshiv a person with, how they cover it? Or is the get over here like the grass? How you create a pseudo? Number two, what's the loch in the get to sugi with the prokim? The simple reading of the Magavram is it's the prokim once in a while, but not be nichol chamar medino. The way how the shayatzin seems to sound, that's not the definition. Definition is therefore whatever is choshev, even though it's prokim, will be chamar medino. Our third question is dafka something that intoxicates you or not? And the fourth thing is today yain motzoi not? Again, that's why I want to defend today's society that yain is nichol the category of not being motzoi since Olam is not drinking it as a common drink over here. Oh yeah, that's coming to get. Yeah. Coming to Yashiv. Now, build upon this. Now let's go through cases. Obviously, once we have these four klolim, there's no case of the kuli alma. There's no such thing among the swarm. Every case is machlokes. Question is what the numbers are. Void mentioned right beforehand. Even if it is chama medina, every case everyone agrees it's better to have yain. It's not even a shell. It's always mitzvah to have yain. That means if you ask me what to go do, yain. Now, certain cases are better than others when you're a person stuck and there's no yain around. So the first case is close, is whiskey, nichol geder, practically in chama medino. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Kiddush and in Avdolah, it is chama medino. The Masham, or Chashukhan says, I see the Gdolim that way, or Chashukhan was from Russia, obviously that whiskey over there. And the Moshe and Shuva discussing whiskey and said, Maestro nichol geder chama medino. Those the Maestro want to argue, or the Tzion, Madana Elshin, one time, you go to Magarvam, the Prokim. Whiskey is only the prokim. The simple reading of Magarvam, it's not nichol geder chama medino. The Mukhe Arachayim, he has a cute tshuva over here, discusses that when he was younger, before he moved to Bialystok in Russia, like, who drinks whiskey? Then he moved to Russia, it's like, oh, who doesn't drink whiskey? Fine, Maisa, it seems to be, depends on society. Some places yes, some places no. So first of all, drinking whiskey, chama medino, numus from one time. Yeah, a gamble is one time or not. Having whiskey has a couple other bayot. to worry about lalacha l'maisa. One is that when you have whiskey, how big is your cup, the shear of the kais, and how much do you have to drink, the shear of the shtiyah over here. The Mishmur brings down four different times in Ein Reish Beis, in Ein Reish Aleph, Kuf Tzadik, and Reish Tzadik Vav, four times, Deloi Kitaz. Meaning, Mishmur comes out, number one, you have to have a kais of a revius. What's a revius? Go b'chaim no, it's 86 samak, you go chaz nisho, 150 samak. Number two, you have to drink a shear moly lugmov. In for two sips over here. But you have to drink moly lugmov. People, when you see they have whiskey, they have a small nasal cup over here. And the amount they drink is they take a sip out of it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that is not Kiddush. And that's kamat how all the person can go. There's the Mamash, it's the Eli Rabba, the Chai Odom, the Shai Tshuva, and the Orcha Shulchan, and we're talking about the Paiskim, the Shmir Shabbos, all this. Now, to defend the Hasidim over here, yes, Shabbos morning, disgusting Shabbos morning, even Shabbos morning. Now, just to defend the Hasidim and those who follow that Mahalach over there, there's the Masham that said to go like the Taz. And you tell them the Hasidim, all the Hasidim know, yes, it's Masham. They tell you right away, Masham. So, yes, there is a Masham out there. They said the Mini Klai Yisrael, at least in their part of their Mini, of their Klai Yisrael, was the Maisim Sonok upon the Taz. That means if you have such a Masayor of a Seder, most of us do not have such a Masayor, to learn from the people who are doing it that way, that's not the correct thing. We followed the Mishmur and the Orcha Shulchan. They say you have to have a sheer revius of the case and also the master drinking the Moloch Mok. Otherwise, you're not making a case of Avdolah. Now, in that, Kiddush, now that, if you listen to somebody who made Kiddush on that, L'choy Na Yitzel Kiddush. That means sometimes you have the Chassidim around to make Kiddush on that. You, it's not Kiddush, it's nothing. You're eating without Kiddush over here. Noch, they point out that people also, they take the small cups over here, the plastic. We'll give this to Gibez Hashem coming up. Kufay Gimel, that a kli says plastic, you make kiddush upon that. Nochal baya with the door. Who says it's chal? The oid nochal problem, we did mention Simon Reish Dalid, if you do not appreciate the whiskey, you're only drinking the whiskey either without prayer pressure or without making a kiddush over here, you can't make a bracha shahakal. Even the bracha shahakal is not chal over here. That means using whiskey, number one, you have a baya of chama medino, number two, the shear of the cup, number three, the shear of the shtia, number four, what type of cup you're using, number five, the aloch over here of can you even make a bracha. Otherwise, fine. Fine, that means to you. I'm just pointing out the issues over here in the circuit. We're learning the circuit with our local. Fine. Second case over here. He's discussing you don't need a revius and do not need a molok mob. Both of them. He said, you can see this truth, I didn't read it slowly. I think he's saying both. No. Now, the second case over here is what about beer? So, again, so whiskey's usually Shabbos morning, beer in the get, people make Abdullah on beer over here. Some people do that. Is that Nichol the get of Chamar Medino? So, the Mechaber assigned Kiddush, the sign of Abdullah, his example is a case of beer. And if Moshe, also the other way in Shuvah, Kiddush Chonorah, they say a case of beer. The Gamdar Choshoch is interesting. He discusses whiskey's Chamar Medino, did not say the case of beer. Could be because in Russia, who had wheat to make beer, but they can make whiskey. As potatoes, but Ma'aser numis aswam saying Ma'aser isn't nichol chamar medino. Zalashen again, the Orcha Shulchan says it's not. Ma'aser they yes the chaznish they say over chaznish when he originally came to Eitzol one time a year. Later on he says the Ma'aser Eitzol and the most places are not chamar medino. The title says nach chamar medino. Rav Nemetzal says today. Rav Fiyevki says beer nach chamar medino. One is you can argue, do you, when a person comes to the house, you can mechaben him with a beer. Yeah, I said. It's not clear. Void is leprakim, so leprakim. Simply in Magar Ram. Void, I kve suit upon a beer. Do you even have the grass over here? Maisel Kodeshoni said, but Shasin Chak. I still want safer in Topshin Ayin Aleph. He wants a Taino. And I still certainly not, because by Chasin Simchas, no one serves beer. Now, Maisel, first of all, you go to Evishalm Zocha, they do a beer. Sounds like it is in the maybe a COVID. They go to any Chasin in America by the bar they certainly have, and even the Israeli Chasin that are not simple Chasin, they all have beer. We'll have beer. So I think in the mice it is nothing get of COVID. I think it is. You can argue the point, but I think it is COVID. But fine, fine. Fine. Great question. But you do have a bayah. The mice knows people not face to that. Only maybe leprakim. So is a shadow what to go do over here? Again, machloikis. The better thing, obviously, again, to use a case of yai. A third case is custom. What about black beer? Now I thought black beer did not have any alcohol inside. It does? No, I thought not. It says you need to have alcohol, and yet he said black beer is Chamar Medino. Not sure how you put the two together. Maisa, there's a shella again. The Istur Chadnish, it's a Blackbeard, Nachman Medina, or Kopp says, and others. One tiny Maisa is. So Maisa, we went through three cases of an intoxicated person. Again, either you have a beer, black beer, or a whiskey. Each one you shloden. But these are the better cases over here. Probably practically today, if you have a full case of vias, fine. I hear whiskey, beer. But again, there's one to be samechon. Now the next group that does not intoxicate a person. First case is called is milk. The Elam Sulam Moshe Shuvah by milk over here. Is that Nichol Chamar Medino? See, already there is a Roger Shuvah of Paskins, there it is. The Shai Shuvah in Reis HaDegvah by Abdullah brings down the Chidor, the Maisa says it's not. He discusses it. Mishmu over there, Paskins, the Maisa, it's not. And most Paskins say milk is not Chamar Medino. So Moshe Shuvah has a problem. What's it sad to say it is Chamar Medino? You can honor a person with a cup of milk. So he has to be Moshe by himself over here. When you give a person a cup of milk, he won't say, no, I'm not thirsty. He won't say those words. Agam, it's not means I'm thirst, but those words don't apply over here. So in the concept of being mechabed a person. Let's say, Sofa said, maybe b'shas l'chakim, some can punish in over here. Again, most of them understand, like Mishur does paskin, again, from the Shai Tshuva and the Chidor, but not nichol again of Chamar Medino.
Mr. Miller says, because people don't drink it every day.
As Lashon? I don't remember. Leprakim? Again, which was Leprakim? I don't remember Lashon. That's actually it. Anyone give Lishon Lamashka as a Mashka? What does that mean? Okay, the way the one time he meant as of Oichel. Although if anyone say it means it's not Mashka, it's Oichel. Yeah, but the other way, that's as a drink. For Gunnar Moshe, forget it's not for it's for after thirst. So those want to tell you what he means it's not mashke, it's oichel nourishment. They're saying it's right, it's real. That's the time when they want to say it all the way. Lachabaya. A fifth case over here is negated the case of tea. Also, when Moshe discusses the Chamar Medina, he wants to have a shas chak b'simch upon it. They do bring down that the Biskrov or Tevi Goldstein and others, my elder was. Sada Sheni, Mishmur, it brings down by Lela Seder. Discusses a person, can he have Chamar Medina after he ate matzah? Say, for example, like tea over there is causes. So you seem to understand. I'm sorry, that's not Nechshav Chamar Medino. He says tea you can have, because tea is not Nechshav Chamar Medino. So it sounds like the Mishmur Lela said that tea is not Chamar Medino over there. No, so then we cool it down. They point out number one, the chur is by Yalla Prokim. Number two, they point out not intoxicated. And number three, they say, according to Malach of the Graz, the chur don't have it during the Suda, it's only after the Suda. And number four, Moshe himself points out the ik is water. Therefore, maybe there's a gate of water over here. So the Chuyah have four problems over here. While most of them say Maisi cannot make Chamar Medino on tea, again, those one of the fact that you can. Maisi himself ends up only Shas Chak. A sixth case is also the case of coffee. It's called the same problem. Again, they do bring down the Pesham Zalman or the Beskirov. But Diane Fisher said Maisi is Chamar Medino. Atzal HaShedi, Yavayam tells to give water. It's Leprokim. It's not Meshaker. It's only the end of the meal over here. You have a bunch of problems over here. Sorry? What defines the problem? It's your question on the podcast. You can argue the
problem. That's how addicted you are.
Ken Zayn. Not sure. Maisa Loch Tanis, when he has a tshuva about what Chamar Medino is, he says it's not intoxicate you. Therefore, about not a case of coffee. That is an example to Lafuke, case of coffee. And the Chadnish says not that way today. No Mishpam go that way. Again, the Moshe Olam Bishas Chak. Now, even in the case of coffee, there are four questions in coffee. Does it mean Dafka with sugar or without sugar? Does it mean dafka with milk or without milk? Does it mean a case of real coffee or instant coffee? And does it mean hot coffee or iced coffee? So just take the iced coffee. From Zalman already, he says, Vada, iced coffee, that's Chamar Medino. Now that's talking about 20 years ago, could be in those days. The whole idea of iced coffee is only a fad that came out 15, 20 years ago. So otherwise, could be, didn't understand, I forget. People argue the point. Ice coffee is the most choshish to drink to serve a person from Greens over here. Thus is Chamar Medino. So we can argue. But Maisa, again, the whole idea of having the idea of coffee being Chamar Medino, you have numerous reasons. It's not, doesn't intoxicate you. Again, maybe the ikovi is water. And therefore, it could be it's not nichol together, and only b'shas l'chak b'samech upon this in your beer. A seventh case, Coke. Again, those one tiny is Chamar Medino. Shai Dabliski, he benches on Coke. Why? Because Maisa, why not? If you serve a person, when he comes out, you bring on Coke over here. Tuvi Goldstein says Coke. Shramik says Coke. Why? Again, Tuvi says because you're mechabed a person. But Moshe says, on the case of Coke, it's not mechabed because you're only drinking it out of thirst. Again, so we discussed Al Tziayin, we're not mostly to have Yayin Bizman Azer, because we don't. Mitzvah says, Avada, you should, but no. Do we have Zit Chamah Medino? Avada Chadchila always Yayin. But however, if a person cannot do wine, and today our yain is not matzri, these are things that nechon get of chumah medino. Okay, but Moshe writes, it's discussing coke over there. Moshe is saying it's not what mechaber person is for thirst.
Did that change?
I don't know. They're the same time. Tovik Goldstein and Moshe were neighbors, and they're both saying the same aleph. They came out two opposites, and the same age bearer. One said it is coming to Muhammad, one said not coming to Muhammad. Mice again, and those say it's not to Byron Kotler, and Yaakov Kamnetsky, and Tuvia Freund, and of Halbusham, and others, to be Oyman, Shabbos, Shabbos, and of Vosner, and Chaim, and all say, Kok Nachmar Medino. An eighth case, as far as I see, everyone agrees to, is Seltzer. That's one case I can find out that everyone seems to agree that it's not Chumah Medino. It's water, it's some bubbles put inside, some salt put inside. That's Nachmar Medino. A ninth case, in the case of orange juice, let's first make 100% orange juice. Is that Chumah Medino? So according to Moshe, when you serve to a person and say, this is orange juice, the person says, I'm not thirsty. So in this country, first of all, to have 100% orange juice is very chashuv. Even in America, I still think it is something, Trabakana, something that, not means not thirst, it's something that a person might appreciate as more mukhubad. The easiest question to Moshe, Kov Shabbos for Einig, the Simcha Bonim Isra, Moshe says, it is Chumah Medino. Grape juice is Chumah Medino, and Shlomo Zalman says is, and Tuvia says is, and B'yashiv says is, and Shmir Sham sings down is. That means you have a choice that you have to use Chumah Medino. In the swarm, it sounds like it comes out that orange juice is better than coffee and tea. You have a choice, if you have to, orange juice sounds like it's better when it's 100%. I have not found anyone who says the other way around. I mean, those are Machman both. But no one says, if you have a choice, orange juice is better. My slows tiny, it's not Chumah Medino. Maisa, you have orange all the time. Could be depends what country you are. It doesn't intoxicate you. Maisa, it doesn't over here. What?
It's right, the prokum.
Yeah, could be, you can argue it's also the prokum in this country over here. Maisa, Debitzina and Barapak says, Nachmar Medino. Habasham says over here it's not. Erlatian, Avosni, if you're Oibis, Maisa says not. Agamashim and Shabbos says it is. So there's Machlikis over here. The last case is, let's say you have these drinks that have a water based. All these petals over here, and the drinks, and these mitzim that I have over here, that's orange juice, with a lot of water inside. What about this? There, most achorim say that the ikir is water. Again, the Shmir Shabbos Kuchosah says, Nechol Gerem Chumah Medino. My there, so, all these drinks are Chumah Medino. That's you serve at the table. I want to answer it over here. So look at the hood on the category of whiskey. So, it comes out, we went through 10 different cases over here. Again, to be clear, I think I mentioned two sides.
Those mix, the banana flavor, chocolate flavor,
who would want to drink that? No, fine. I said the clone over here. I went through 10 cases. We have to get. We have more things you have to get to. First, be practical. There's no cases for Likuli Alma. Aleph. Number two is, even if it's something Likuli Alma, we should use Yain over here. That's only the case of Mitzvah Minimukher. Two. Number three, if you have to go use it, you should make the category. What's better? Maybe whiskey's better than oranges, and then the case of coffee over here. But it's very important you say it. We see over here, by the case of using borscht, the Taz being done, Yom Shloimeh is Chumah Medino, B'shas Et Chak, but don't tell to Am Oretz. Why don't tell to Am Oretz? Because usually, even in the case, it's not B'shas Et Chak. If a person starts benching, the person can say, I have a good time over here. Listen, I'm not being Machman the Kleis of Yechsa Mazim. But he says you should. Mitzvah Min Mokher. Mitzvah Min Mokher, that the loch is, let's say I'm wrong, it's not Chumah Medino. So let me bench a Coke. Let me bench a coffee. The Kach Shemati, that didn't do it that way. Shai Dabliski benches on Coke and coffee.
Yeah.
Yachid. And even, Yachid, I think even a few people also. I think so. Maybe not. Yachid. But Yachid over here. So let me go do that. Let me go take on this and I'll go benching on Coke, iced coffee for greens, Kol HaKavod, why not? So I think the Baya over here is 2 points. Number one is, we see in the Tash Yom Shloimo that this is only B'shas and Chak, and people will learn from you. And today, a lot of people seem to be Amoritz. And number two, if you bench right now on your orange juice over here, your iced coffee, next guy's going to make Kiddush upon it. There's no way he's not going to learn from you. Kiddush is a Baya, there's no Kiddush over here. That means, over here, you can start making Svaros over here, Mikan Lakan, Mishbuah Sadak Kulas over here. Why? Because what's the big deal? So you messed up. There's no Chiv Kleis over here anyway. Big deal, you made a Shackle over here. Not Brach Shein Sricho. But the Vadois, whatever you do by Kiddush, by Bechsa Mosin, the people will bring down Shai Belitsky to make Kiddush upon it. That's the best raya. There be no shaykh. Let's give my kiddush because he did it by case of Ben Zalman. Fine. So therefore, I to be lacked upon this halacha, you shouldn't. Either use a kosher or don't use a kosher. When you use a kosher, use a case of yain. Everyone has grape juice over here. The Shulchan Aruch goes on the sugya of pagam, of yain that's being pogam. Instead of gimel till the end of this sermon over here. Now, what does that mean exactly? You take a cup, you drink from it, you put it down in the cup, there's wine left behind. That wine is pogam. What's the problem of drinking yain that's pogam? Said Lavush, Avada, you have wine that's pogam, you make a bracha upon it. Oslan is the only lishim bracha. Avada, you make a bracha. So why can you use it as a kosher bracha? He says, why? Because the kosher bracha is the chabad shemiz barach. Maisa, this drink over here, his words are, Mishum akivinol of eschechel, quotes a pasuk because it's a bazaim. Maisa, it's not a nice cup. It's a cup you make a bracha on, because you can't have a non this world believe bracha. Be a kosher bracha, that's not nice. You make sure the yang is not pogam. The sugi of yain being pogam, we have it signed over here, Bechsa Mazin. Mishmur by us says, who did my kiddush? Who did my the sugi of Avdola? We have to know this halacha and get the kosher bracha. Now, what makes something pogam? The case is over here. So, number one, you drink from it, that's pogam. Number two, you put your finger inside of it and you take your finger out, is that pogam? Says the El Rab, according to the Avodah Ram, it's not pogam. I bring your eye, it says Avodah Ram. He said by Bris Milo. So, you put your finger inside and put inside the tinnik. Back to Big Day Yeshua, bring another ayah, the El Seder. Shulchan Aruch says, put your finger inside, whether it's the Espo or not your Espo, or your pinky, you put it inside, and doesn't make a pogam over here. Now, the Haggadah say to fill it up, that's beside the Sugya Molly, not beside the Sugya make us pogam. But the Maisa, Mishmur Paskin, clearly put your finger inside, does not make a pogam. That means you're doing, let's say, an Avdolah on beer, and you have the bubbles over there, and then puts a finger inside to take away the bubbles, does not make case of pogam. Some people pour out, right? Some use their fingers, some pour out. Mishmur bringing out two different mahalachim, correct. Yeshu yesh. A fourth case is discussed. Let's say you have a cup over here, and you know, you drink it from high up, and the space of air coming one to another. And now you put the cup down. Is that pogam or not? Drink from the bottle, high up, and it comes to the space of air. It went straight to you, but with a hefsek of the air in between. Is that nothing like a sugya being pogam over here? So the guy says, the maisa went straight to you. One to another. There's no hefsik. Nichlan bayah being yayin pogam over here. More time with the kavachayim and others. Come with the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes the guy and says, why? If you went istinus and you don't want someone, you do not want to drink from this cup, what do you tell a person to go do? You say, go like this. That means there's no chsarn. What's all chsarn? I crave another pischecha. It's not nice. Would you drink from it? Anyone drink from it? When a guy goes like this, you would drink from it. So why not? What's the bayah over here? So you want to say this not nichel together of something that's pogam over here. Machlokes is grass versus Aruch HaShulchan. A shalom among the malachim and go paskin. 100% you pour into your hand and drink from it. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. And you see people do that doing either by Bismillah or by the chasna. They'll drink from the hand. That's not nichel get a pogam, that's for sure. Because that went into your hand over here. But even high off, Machlokes is grass versus the Aruch HaShulchan. Another case is discussed with a straw. Is that nichel together of drinking straight from it? You say, does it have to give a straw over here? The question is the same thing like the ear or not? No, the sprout comes out, not you, and it comes down. Not you drinking it straight from it. Would you drink from somebody's cup that has a straw there? And you don't know who the person is. No. So you just tell me the difference. And this, would you?
Because your spit doesn't go back in.
Oh, right. So that's what, is there a backwash from a straw? There is a little bit, but not a lot, but a little bit there is. So my son, the Makar Chaim, the Chavasir, a few years ago, where he says the straw does not work, or the thing goes this way. I got him on the page of Shai Tshuva, on the page brings down the Shvus Yaakov and Tshuva. He wants time to know, it's not Nichol to get a being Yain Pogam. Went through a case of a straw. He does end off, he has told him, I'll take a rod, spare it to Mesakin it. Take care of the ticket. So either it is a Baya, or it's better to Mesakin it, but Labdavka is a Baya. So well, those are cases to what to is Pogam. Once it is Pogam, what do you have to go do? You have to go masakin it. How to masakin it? The maskon of the Mishnah Berurah comes out. He really says, Danhog is to do a double act over here. Then we seem to do a double act. When he comes out, Mishmur and the Shai Tzion, is number one, you have a cup over here that you drank from. You take from the bottle and pour a little bit into the cup. And then take the cup and pour it back in the kankan when there's water in the kankan, and that should not be a problem. That means the Oyin does double acts as a Mishmur, that's the Puli Alma. A Gam, we can argue, and the argument she does out there. But the best thing that comes after the Mishmur is to do a double act, pour a little bit into your cup, and then the cup back inside your bottle over here. Fine, so that's how you fix up. Again, it went from being Pogum, you fix up the Pogum. Now, the person has this thing that you fix up, it's Pogum over here. He comes, now it's not Pogum anymore. Now he makes Kiddush. He picks it up, makes a bracha by Piyag Ofed. He drinks. Now, once he drinks and he passes it around to other people, are the other people drinking a kliss that is Pogum? He drank from it. So, first, are you said to be in the gate to passing a cup around that's Pogum? Does the Mesubim who drink wine, do they have to have yain that's not Pogum? That means the Mekadish is very clear, you have to have yain that's not Pogum. Does the Mesubim and the Shoysim have to have yain that's not Pogum? So come along, very clear, the Mechaber and Simukov Tzadi later on, by Osberg Samozin, and by Kiddush and Reish Ein Aleph, the Mechaber says, yes, it's L'Gadchila, the Mesubim should not have a Kliyas that's Pogum. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Mesubim has no din, that they had to go drink from the yayin, but since it's a mitzvah min amuchah, they should go drink the kosher bracha. In this mitzvah min amuchah, they should have the same milo like the mekadesh, like the mavorach, just like the mavorach should not be a case of pogum. You know, also the mesubim also should not drink from something that's pogum. With that, now let's analyze what are we doing Shabbos morning or Friday night. Person makes kiddush, he drinks it. Yeah. Then he pour. Then he does what? He passes it around. Let's say he takes three different cases, a couple cases over here. First, the kliyas itself that you pass around, is that now a kliyas of pogum? To explain, person, what does he do after Darchai? He takes two sips. The first sip is not pogum. The second sip is pogum. No, that's him. That's one kliyas. It's one drinking over here. So now the next person who drinks from it, is that Nicholas something that's being pogum over here? The Taz by us, he writes very clearly, he asks his kasha, Vakasha, how in the world are Mesubim drinking things from a place that is Pogum over here? So if Yesh Loimer, call a Hechid Eshla, says, good name is Sakinam, you should go fix it up. What do you mean go fix it up? Says the Pimagodim, you drink, pass the next guy, he adds a little bit inside, and he drinks. Pass the next person, adds a little bit inside, and then he drinks. Add a little bit inside, and then drink. Why adding a little bit inside is Mesakin, according to some Shitas, you should Mesakin the Yain after you drink. So don't do it that way. So first the Taz says, if you can Masakin, Masakin. If you can't be Masakin, fine, what can you go do? Even drink your Kleis, not Pogum. Says, no, letter. Third option. It's better to everyone to have their own Kleis over here. That means the Taz is very clear that the Kleis that you drink from is a Kleis that's Pogum over here. And the grass goes this way. The grass says, therefore, what you go do? Before you drink, pour it into a cup and pass that cup around, and then you should drink from it. That means it's interesting, the Taz is not giving this Aitzo, but the grass says, grass that I am by Yamatan Sugim Hefsik, you have to drink the Kosh Yayin, so the grass is not a Hefsik. Why? Because you have to give them a soup to go drink. That's part of your Chai, to give them to go drink, out of the Mitzvah and the Mokher. So it's not a Hefsik, go pour first. Now, if you have the Sanhoga to go pour first, they point out, you have to be very careful. Whether the Anhoga is the grass and the Taz, whether the Anhoga is the Sugim Derecher, some people say, Mitzvah Alocha, Simukuf Ayin, that people should not drink the same Kosh that you drink from. Some want to say a mitzvah is different, but some want to say, or they have guests over there, and sometimes your chosh, the guests, do not appreciate that you drank from it, especially by Sfira, when you had this long mustache over there, it goes into the yayin. Not that they appreciate it. Therefore, the anoga is people pour out first. If that's so, if you do, that's the anoga, you have to be very careful, says the Mishmur, what's left behind is a revius. And you drink from the revius, small lugma. It's not the sugya of Kiddush, you have to drink from a revius. What's a revius? Either it's worth 3 ounces or more than 5 ounces, either 86 samak or 150 samak. But you can't pour out, don't have a revius in your cup. It's a bayam, it's on the sugi of Kiddush Shabbai. Fine, so we have one malach, the Taz and Graz, and not others go this way, that there is a problem when you drink from it, now it's a kosher pogum. I tell the Sheni, the only way the Mishnah brew over here, and also the Mishnah and Hilchos Shabbos. It's very interesting, he does not quote that he's coming to argue with the Taz. He's not ascended to, he's not associated with, he seems to ignore totally the Taz. Totally. And he writes in both places, that loch is kule chodok shivi. It's as if he is extension of you, you drank from it, he passed around, you drink from it, it's all one and the same. It's not kleish pogum. That means there's a fundamental machlekes over here, Taz versus Mishnah Berurah. When you drink from it, you pass that cup around, what's the mitzias? The Tanya saying it is Kodesh Pogam. If you can misakin, you can. Misakin. If you can't, you can't. Mishabu says you pass that cup around. The Mesubim are extension of your bracha of you. It's not a Kodesh Pogam. And there's no problem at all. Pass it around to everybody.
It's that.
We'll get to that. I'm saying one case first. And that's also the Prima Gondim in Hilchas Pesach. It's the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Shabbos that way. And that's how the Shlomo seem to go that way. Shlomo Zalman, Mishraigo Meyer, Yom Zilber, Nasha Klein, Chaim Kalievsky. That cup itself is not a Kodesh Pogam. So that means first there is one basic machlekes over here that Kodesh you drink from, should you pour out for it first as Begima? Well, no, Mishwur said, no, that Kodesh itself you can't pass around. On the side of the Mishnah Berurah that says you can pass the Kodesh around, let's take it now to the next stage. With the Mishnah Berurah, it's not Kodesh Pogam. Now you have in front of you, you have 10 people, 10 cups. You want to drink first, and then you pour out the 10 different cups. Is now according to the Mishnah Berurah, are those 10 cups of the Bayah, they're giving to the Mishnah Berurah, that's Pogam. Do you say, if you pass a cup around, it's not Pogam according to the Mishnah Berurah, I pour an empty cup, also it's not Pogam? What's the difference between this cup or that cup? But no, what's the same cup, as you see Ray the Mishnah Berurah brings down a sheet and it says, well, I'm a second Pogam a little bit, pour into another cup. Got me to nothing. It changes the Mokam. Once it's not the same cup, maybe now it comes to case Pogam over here. You pour into empty cups, what's the Mitzvah? So there's Mephorosh HaShayitzin in Hilchos Shabbos. In Simon Ayin Reish Beis, of Kodin Peites, he writes over there, how would you shave it, make Kaisa le Kaisa? You have to make sure to take the Bayah a big Pogam. You pour it to one cup to another, there's a problem. How does the argument with Mishmur mean? That means everyone understands when you have a Kaisa's Pogam in front of you, you have to pour out from your Kaisa that's not Pogam to Masakin it. If you have a Kaisa's Pogam in front of you and, pour, and you drink from it and then you want to pour inside, you can't be Masakin it. That's bullshit. The Shaitin says, we go from Kaisa to Kaisa, it does not work. What doesn't work? Does not work to Masakin when you have a Kaisa's Pogam in front of you? Or does not work when you have an empty cup in front of you? The argument among the Malachim, what is the contrast of the Shaarit Tzion? That means the Shmir Shabbat Kuchosei Paskins pour into another cup, an empty cup, it's Kais Pogam. And you give them a sum Kais as Pogam over here. And therefore, when the Shmir Shabbat Kuchosei, you drink from it, you pass around that cup, you should drink from that cup. That cup itself, and Shai Debliski, and Shai Gamayer, and the Shturma goes that way, and Sifra Bodim goes this way, and Piskin Shuvas. Also, he says that Hoga is like the Mishabruah, Zavon the Shayat Tzion, that cup is not a Kodesh Pogam. We pour into empty cups, it is a Kodesh Pogam. Asal Hashani, the grandson of Shlomo Zalman, Yerosh Shtekel Torah, Kodesh Space Iron V'Yisrael, to argue the point, and it's brought down in the Licha Shloimo that the Shlomo Zalman read the Shtekel Torah and he was masking the Shtekel Torah, that just like the cup itself is an extension, but also the empty cups are also an extension over here. And therefore, when you pour into empty cups, also, just like the Mishabura said, Kechach Shivi, also Kechach Shivi. It's not Pogam. As brought down in the Chodeshani and Shabbos Chelakal that way, Chaim Kanievsky this way, that Rubin, a couple of years ago, gave a shir against the Shmir Shabbos Chelchosoy, that's not the Mini Klayasol, it's a mistake from the Shayat Zin over here. So, Vadi, you can pour into empty cups over here. That's not a problem. So, instead of looking around, that's everyone does over here. I asked around after the shir, and a lot of people were like, no, we're going to Shmir Shabbos. Fine, because that's what Ruben does in his house, that's what everyone does. All people in their house, they pass around the cups, that's what everyone does. Fine, yesh, yesh. So, my son, this is Shiloh, what do you go do? That means, to get Kola Deus, a lot of you pass the cup around. I usually pass the cup around, and some of my kids would like pouring to another cup, or whatever, but I always tell everyone to drink from the cup. Why? That seems to be the simple meaning of the Shayat Tzion, and the Art Paiskim will say that is Pshan the Shayat Tzion, the Shmir Shabbos, and others. You pass the cup around. That cup itself is, again, it's not like a Taz Negras. You have to realize. It's not calling them as a Bayah. Those who say there's a problem. But the feed the Mishmur and the people of God and the Rosh Hashanah are not like the Taz Negras. That cup itself is not Pogam. You point to other cases a problem. Zad Hashani, those who say not the way. Those who want to no. You can point to empty cup. That's also not a problem over here. Now, you could say, let's make a simple Eitz over here. Let a person make Kiddush. Tell Sigur has to let him drink. But there's a bottle on the table. So let the bottle be also, the Kiddush call upon the bottle over here. Let everyone take from the bottle. It's not a Kodesh Pogam the bottle. No one drank from the bottle. I mean, it's talking about wine here, not talking about Coke. No one drank from the bottle over here. So, why just take from the bottle that's on the table over here? So is the bowl that's on the table, is that nichel negeder of also kosher kiddush? So already they're coming from a sifsei chachomim bar shviyero, but they're coming with the poskim say, if you have kavana, it's on the table. You plan to drink it during the meal. But nice, they're swarming down. So b'chaim not that way. I'm shabbos alman and obiashu b'chaim kenyaski and this girls. That's not kosher bracha. The bowl on the table of mice does not count. That's the bakbuk. That's made to be drunken from. The case is what you pick up. That's the kosher bracha.
Well, you can just fix up the cup.
If you say, if one can stand that this is the kosher bracha and the bowl's not, now the question is like this: could a person be moisef from this yayin over here, this bottle over here, and put it inside the cup? They're taking kosher bracha, and the way to misaki in something that's poor can be taking the bottle over here. So in essence, maybe you lost out now the kosher bracha, because now you're putting wine that's not the bracha itself. David B'chaim Noh says, do not add from the bottle at all. And the Yashiv says, ain't no klum you add from the bottle. That's nothing. What are you doing? In essence, you took away the kosher bracha. That means, true, when the lapio on the table, you have to add inside. Fine, go do that, because everyone, I'm not sure. Make them feel better. Kama bottle, which way? We're taking it both ways. The Misaki, the pogum. But yet, in the same way, it's not the ikka, it's the pogum. How can you take this away and put it at the same time? The other Shemir Shabbos being Zanam Chaim Noh. Shemir Shabbos says, and the Shagamai says, the Piskei Tshuva says, you should not add any yayin. You should not add any yayin. Now, one of the Makoris they're coming from, this interesting Gemara Brocha stuff, an Aleph, the Sugya of Yalso. Yalso was the wife of Nachman. Nachman told Ula to go pass yayin to his wife. Ula says, why the Sugya of a Brocha is the gate to the man, not the gate to the lady? So he didn't pass anything. So his wife got very upset, and she broke 400 barrels. All right, to make her feel better, she said, she sent her a cup from the barrel, one barrel that's left behind. Here's a kosher bracha. Says Rashi, why you sent for a kosher barrel that's left behind? Rashi says, because now the barrel is also chelik of the kosher bracha. So they get involved with, we see from Rashi already, that's not dafka, the kosher itself, even barrel itself. Maestro Masha says, he said that only to Mephayah, sir. Not really kosher bracha, only to Mephayah, sir. Where the Mimi the Sugi says, even according to Rashi, a lot of the ik kosher bracha is the kosher. There might be some Indian mice in the gate of the sugi of the chavis over here. But they're discussing how to learn the sugi over there. But comes out, again, the swarm bring down, the swarm say, did not add wine from the table. Because that the mice takes away the kosher bracha. The mice comes out to the gate of Kiddush practically, they get the sugi of a pogum, what to go do. Number one, you pass the cup around for the mishmur, no problem. You pour, you drink from it, and then pour into empty cups over here. The shallow pshat of the mishmur is then literally get a big pogum, and you have a bayah, you should not give them assume that's pogum over here. If you have urchin, what to go do? So there seems to be, the anhoga is that before you drink, you pour into a cup. However, you still have to make sure what's left behind in your cup is a shir of yis, and you drink from that a mull over here. But another point, you should not really add to the balance on the table inside your wine over here. I'm getting two sides over here, and Ben Shem will be mamshich, Kofi, Gimel, now. So, Zaydi, go ahead.